إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are looking at the issue of taqwa wal ihsan and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said with regard to bringing this into our lives. And as I was talking about this in the last couple of days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah made this as the condition of His help, where He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people who have taqwa and who have ihsan. And yesterday we began the topic of saying, how can we measure our taqwa? Do I have taqwa or not? And in that context, one thing I want to share with you is this. Through life as we go, we encounter difficulties sometimes. All kinds of difficulties, maybe in business, maybe in careers, maybe in marriages, maybe social, political, all kinds of difficulties. And anyone who has any seriousness with regard to solving those difficulties will think and will sit and think about it. You know, either you do it personally in yourself, or maybe you gather a couple of friends together and you say, well, let us think about this. This is a difficulty. What do we need to do? And in that process, we come up with all kinds of strategies. So to use business as an example, and same thing applies to others. To use business as an example, you might say, well, let us look at our financial strategy. What is the revenue model? What is the sales model? What do we need to tweak? We need to change this, change that. You might say, our whole marketing focus, what is it, who is the target market, and so on and so forth. So we have all these discussions. You're talking about problem solving. You're talking about difficulties. How do we solve them? And you are making these plans. Alhamdulillah, nothing wrong with making any of these plans. But if in the course of making these plans, supposing I was facilitating a session on problem solving in business, and when people were making the plans, I did not hear any word about financial planning, then obviously I would say, look, your whole thinking is completely deficient, because one of the most critical aspects of any problem solving in business is your financial planning. What is your source of funds? What is your revenue stream? And what is your source of funds? You're not talking about that at all. You're talking about everything else. Now, that does not mean everything else is invalid and useless and foolish. No, that is also required. But unless you are going to talk about your source of funds, and unless you are going to talk about your revenue stream, how can you say that this discussion is complete, right? If I made that comment, I think everyone would agree. Say, yes, right, we are. My question to you and myself as Muslims is, in our discussions with regard to problem solving, do we ever ask a question about taqwa? Do we ever ask a question to say, what is the state of our taqwa? I have never heard this. And my point is that why don't we ask this question, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned taqwa, and He said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The one who has taqwa, Allah will remove his difficulty, will remove him from the difficulty, will extract him from his difficulties. Specifically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that. Now, this does not mean don't do any other planning. No, that would be a stupid thing to say if anyone took that argument. That's why I gave you the example. If you leave out finance, that does not mean the rest of your discussion is useless, no. But you cannot come to a solution unless you include finance into that. So even though the rest of the stuff you are talking is useful, but without this finance, it doesn't work, right? Similarly, and ta'ala lahul amthal, I'm not giving the misal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this, this is only to illustrate. But I'm saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the fundamental thing. If you are in difficulty, what must you do if you want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to extract you from the difficulty? Look at your taqwa. What is the state of my taqwa? This is what the Sahaba did. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taught to do. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran. When people came to Musa alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, when they had all kinds of trials and tribulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did He say to them? فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Go and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving. What is taqwa? Taqwa begins with making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beginning of taqwa is to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, whatever I have done, I realize it is wrong, I will not do it again. So stop doing that and change your ways. Somebody came to Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, and he was sitting with his students. A man came and said, I am coming from such and such a place, and there is drought there, and there is no rain, and there is all kinds of hardship. Hasan Basri said, go make tawbah. The man went away. Another man came and he said, I am in dire straits, I have got all kinds of financial problems, and I am in lot of difficulty. What must I do? He said, go make tawbah. Another man came and he said, I have no children, I am alone, I need, please make dua for children. He said, go make tawbah. So his student said, three people came to you with three completely different questions and you gave them the same answer, make tawbah. What is the reason for this? Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi recited the same ayat of Surah An-Nur which I recited. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا بَيُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Nuh alayhi salam said this to the people, go make tawbah, make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, change your ways. Then what will happen? Allah will send you rain, Allah will increase your children and so on, Allah will give you wealth, Allah will give you gardens and rivers and this and that. So all of these things, solution is one, which is make tawbah and correct your taqwa. The thing I therefore ask, remind myself and you is that when we have difficulties, we need to check this and say, what is the condition of my tawbah? And one of the signs of that, as we talk about measuring this, is that I'm not saying that come to the masjid more often if you have difficulties. I'm saying if you have difficulties, even then if you are not in the masjid, then what is the meaning of that? You tell me. I mean, we are supposed to come to the masjid, we are supposed to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first salawat and so on time. All of this must be done anyway for shukur, alhamdulillah. But I'm saying that even if you have difficulties, I mean, I know people who sometimes come to me, please make dua, I have this difficulty. Then you see the person, you don't see him after that. Now, what does it mean? So, what is the meaning of that with respect to your own taqwa? Because if you have taqwa, like somebody said, I remember one of my shuyukh used to say, if you seriously want something, whether it's a solution to a problem or whether it's something you will want, if you really want something, then, and you are not praying and making dua for that in tahajjud, then it means that you don't really want it. You really don't want it. You are saying this, you want it, but you really don't want it. Because if you really want it, how come you are not praying tahajjud? How come you are not making dua for that thing in tahajjud? It absolutely makes no sense. It's like somebody say, people sometimes say, please make dua, I should go to Hajj. I say, okay, I'll make dua. Do you have a passport? No. You don't even have a passport. You want somebody to make dua that you should go to Hajj. How will you go to Hajj? Please tell me. So there should be some effort in that direction. At least get yourself a passport, go apply for the visa. Then you say, make dua. You have made no effort at all. Even a passport you don't have. You say, please make dua. What is the good of that? I mean, why should anyone make dua? If he makes dua also, what's going to happen? So, very important for us to measure our taqwa and say, what is the level of my taqwa? And to do something about it. And then, inshallah al-musta'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is not false. Allah does not simply say something when He is not going to fulfill it. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is pakka. It's definite. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He will extract him from his difficulties. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And He will provide him risk from sources that he could not even imagine. He will provide him risk from sources that he could not even imagine. As I told you, that clearly means what? It clearly means that Allah will give you even from places where you did not even make an effort. So from other sides, things will happen. Which we did not know. But provided we have done something in that line. So very important for us to keep that in mind and to think about it and say, what is the condition and level of my taqwa, and to change that. And for that, daily, on a daily basis, make it a practice to ask this question about every single thing in your and my life, which is to say, does this please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Read that, teach that to your children, to your families. And believe me, teaching is not sitting and lecturing. Teaching is doing it yourself. If you do it yourself, they will learn. Everything, you go buy something, ask, does this please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Should I be buying this? Going somewhere, should we go here? Does it please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Taking any decision, whatever it is, eating, drinking, you name it. Does this please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because the matter is very simple. If we want the help of Allah, then Allah gave us the condition. If we think that somebody else other than Allah will help us, then good luck. No, that means itself, the iman itself is a matter of question. Inshallah, of course, we don't have that. Inshallah, we ask help only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I'm saying that if we are saying this, that we ask help only of Allah, then this must be visible in our actions, which is that it must be seen, and therefore our taqwa we need to correct. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to help us and to bring the power of His qudrat in our lives. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.